Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number's forecast for the full moon that's coming up on November 27th, 2023. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading to take a look at your own numerology and your year ahead forecast or anything else you want to take a look at, you can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. Also, this is a great time to get your year ahead forecast and your diamond forecast to take a look at what energies may be presenting for you in the year of 2024. So let's go ahead and take a look at the forecast for the full moon on November 27th. Life path number five. So this full moon is bringing in your own energy of the five, but also you've got this sort of additional energy of the 14 coming in. So you've got the 14-5 that you're going to be working with around this full moon. And I pulled an animal wisdom message for you all, and I love this for you guys. You got prairie dog, and this is such your energy. So I love this, that it's coming around this full moon. So with prairie dog, there's something here about cheerfulness, sort of working together, having grace for self and others. Communication is a really big one, but there's also that very like playful spirit where it's like, okay, the work has to get done, but we might as well have fun while we're doing it type thing. And it's interesting because with a 14-5 energy, you've got, of course, your own energy of the five, which is this big freedom-seeking, boisterous energy, right? That wants to experience life with all of your senses and have a good time and really expand your mind and do things unconventionally type thing. But then you've got the 14, which is sort of like a lot more serious energy that's saying, you know, don't avoid your obligations. Make sure that you're doing it step by step. Make sure that there's integrity behind what you're doing. Make sure you're focused. So the four can be a little bit of a buzzkill when it comes to playfulness and joy and all those, and not, you know, it's more like Saturn energy. So it's just saying, yeah, we can have fun, but first we have to make sure we have a plan in place and that the work is getting done. And so five sort of brings the levity to the four. So it's just about finding that balance, making sure that you're not overlooking your obligations or sort of what needs to happen. And just sort of throwing all that out the window just to do whatever floats your boat type thing, because you're not going to, I mean, you can do that, but you're not going to get the same kind of results, right? So four and the one, right? Because 14 are both very like results solution focused, right? It wants to have a plan. It wants to be organized. It wants to have a strategy in place. And the five is like, I want to do everything and I want to do it, you know, all the time and et cetera, et cetera. So it can be, the five can be a little bit more of a scattered energy when it comes to that, because there's a lot of life to be lived. And so the five wants to get to it. And the four is like, nope, we got to do it step by step. So I do think that this full moon is just saying, okay, where is it that you can focus your energy? Where is it that you can sort of rein it in a little bit so that you can see some results from your efforts, right? Because a lot of times with five energy, you know, you'll start something and then you don't see the results. So you'll put it down or you'll move on to the next thing. It's an energy that's very fast moving. So it can get bored really, really quickly. And so with the one and the four in the picture with that 14-5, this full moon saying, okay, whatever we start under this full moon or whatever we're bringing to completion, we have to see it through to completion. We have to get focused. We have to get energized and like have a strategy, and we have to follow that strategy in order to see the results. So, but I do think that with prairie dog coming through, it's just that reminder, like just keep your cheerfulness about you, you know, continue to work together, collaborate, find ways to, you know, work smarter, not harder type thing. And, you know, have grace for yourself and others as well. But also there's definitely something here about community and getting the support that you might need, whether it's with work or a relationship or whatever the case may be. But to not lose sight of that beautiful energy that is the five, that's all about like, joy and finding the cheerfulness in sometimes the more menial tasks, because the four is going to sort of slow things down for you a little bit, where it's going to say, you need to get serious, you need to be focused, you need to stay committed to whatever this is. Now, for some of you, this full moon, because the full moon is about completion, you could see things coming to culmination here, or things coming to fruition that you've been working on, that you've been focused on, that you've been very serious about. And that this four is sort of rewarding you for that. So that can be incredibly beautiful as well. So for some of you, this can be a very gratifying full moon. For some of you, it can be one where it's like, all right, we're starting something, we're getting serious about it. Let's get committed, let's stay committed, but let's also not lose sight of what makes the five so beautiful, which is that sort of sense of wonder and joy and exploration. Just that bigger, fast-moving energy. So there could be a lot of different ways this could come in. For some of you, it's going to be about a culmination, rewards, that sort of thing, recognition. But for some of you, it's going to be about what is it that you want to commit to? What is it that you want to see through to fruition? How do you want to express yourself? And, you know, are you willing to put in the time and the effort and the discipline that's needed in order to achieve whatever that greater vision is? Beautiful energy overall, but just don't lose sight of the prairie dog energy, which just, again, brings in the sense of community, brings in the sense of joy and curiosity and cheerfulness and grace. Grace is a big one, especially with four energy, because patience, patience, patience. And sometimes that's something that fives can struggle with. So I hope it's a beautiful full moon for you all. Take care, fives. Bye for now.